From the land of Grand Hyatt University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the closing market report for the 8th day of April, 2014. I'm Todd Gleason. Coming up in this half hour, we'll take a look forward to tomorrow's USDA WASD, or World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, with ag economist Daryl Good. That'll happen a bit later in the program. He has some numbers that look forward to what the 2014 ending stocks might be. And if you forward figure even farther, a set that will not be released tomorrow, but the 2015 ending stocks. Be sure to stay with us for that one. Along the way today, we'll take a quick look at what happened in the commodity markets and what tomorrow's WASD report may bring with Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. That's a usual for Tuesday. We'll also discuss the weather forecast. Don Day of Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming will be along. And we'll take a look at the agricultural energies with Stephen Platt of Archer Financial Services as we make our way through this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report, a production of Illinois Public Media from the University of Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
I hear the way the numbers finished up in Chicago, and they did have some problems at the end of the afternoon, although there are settlement prices available. We'll try to talk with Wayne Nelson a bit about what happened and why it's a first in Chicago. Nearby contract in the May for the soft red at $6.81. That was up 4.75. July at $6.89.25, up 5.75 for the day. Hard red at 7.41.5, finished 2 higher. May corn futures at $5.07, up 7.75. July at 5.13, at 7.75 higher. September futures 5.11.75, up 6.25 for the day. And December, that's your new crop at $5.13 in the corn pit, up 7.5. March futures at $5.20, that finished 8 higher. May beans at $14.82.5, up 18.25. July at $14.61.5, up 13.25. And the August futures $13.83.25, up 10.5. November beans $12.17.5, 9.25 higher. Bean meal at $4.78.10, 3.80 higher. Bean oil at $42.11, up 68 cents. Live cattle futures from the CME Group finished the June contract at $135.27.5, 35 cents higher. May futures in the feeders at $178.87.5. They finished up 2.5 cents. And lean hogs for the day at $123.30 were down $1.72.5 on the afternoon. Of course, you're listening to the Closing Market Report. It does come to you from Illinois Public Media. Right now would be a really good time to dial in your support. This is our Spring Pledge Drive. 217-244-9455 is the number to call in support of agriculture. Here's what the outside markets look like at this hour. Nearby crude oil for the day at $102.52 a barrel, up $2.08. The RBOB gasoline, $2.98. That's 5.4 cents higher. That's the wholesale price. Ethanol futures at $2.28.4, down 7.4. And the spread between the two is 69.6 cents wide. That's 12.8 cents wider than it was yesterday, and that's putting the ethanol to gasoline spread on a more normal fix as we've been watching it over only just the last year and a half or so. Natural gas at $4.53.5, that's up 5.9, and diesel fuel at $2.93.4 is 4.3 cents higher for the day. Gold futures at $1,308.70 an ounce, up $10.70 a troy, and the U.S. dollar at 79.75, that's down 0.46 on the afternoon. The weather forecast looks like this. It comes from the National Weather Service for the Urbana-Champaign area this afternoon. We should see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms for the afternoon. Partly sunny otherwise. A high near 58 degrees. Beautiful outside the studios here in Urbana right now. Partly cloudy this evening. A low of 35. And then tomorrow, sunny skies with a 60-degree high on a light and variable wind. Wednesday night, mostly clear and 44 degrees. Thursday, sunny and 69. It'll be breezy on Thursday with a south-southwest wind at 15 to 25 miles an hour. That'll dry things out and heat up the soil temps, won't it? And then Thursday evening, a 30% chance of showers. We'll get her wet again, mostly cloudy and a low of 43. Friday, sunny skies and 65. Partly cloudy on Friday evening and 44. And Saturday, sunny skies and 71 degrees as we make our way through the weekend. Of course, you're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Find us online at willag.org. That's willag.org. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Let's start off by giving you a phone number to call, 217-244-9455. And I have a request. If you've been waiting, and we just got started for the week for our spring pledge drive, no matter whether you listen live on the web on one of our many radio stations, or in other forms, now is the time to call. Doesn't matter what time it is, but if it's the 2 o'clock hour, Central Time, USA, it's a little bit more important. We'd like to hear from 13 folks by the next, 25 minutes or so, and that will put us at the, 200 mark, right? I think that'll be 200 calls.
Yeah. Yes,
Bob Colquhoun, station manager, is here. Yeah. Bob and I were we're having a discussion.
I was trying to read your mind there. I'm going, okay, where is he going? I see the train, I see the tracks, but I didn't see the caboose.
Oh, we need 13 people to call.
13
That's important.
People right now.
Yeah, 13.
Number is 217-244-9455. We would love to hear from you. It's great to be here with you, Todd.
Hey, thanks so much.
It's a great audience that you have with the SAG audience.
They are really good, Bob. They're really willing to support. And they do it at a really really high level normally. And I think I'm going to ask them this time around. I did this yesterday. Dave and I have been a long time, been above the rest of the crew asking for a larger donation. We've been at 120 for a long time. We've never updated that. And Dave and I did not talk about this. I said 200 yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So how about 13 calls at $200?
That would be
beautiful. The cat's meow, baby.
And at the station, we do have what they call the vision circle. If there's anybody out there that wants to step it up a little higher, that vision circle level is $1,000.
Oh, wow.
Great to be a vision circle member here at WILL.
Last night, we were out at the Champaign County Farm Bureau building, picked up a check that wasn't quite that big, but there are lots of folks that like to support us, and boy, we do appreciate it. The number to call, we're going to get to Wayne Nelson here in a moment, is 217-244-9455. This is quick. It's simple. It's really easy. If you happen to be near the computer, you can just go online because we'll see it at the same time, too, and hit contribute up at the top of the page. It's in the red box at willag.org. That's where we normally send you for the ag audience, willag.org. Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, is on the phone line for Tuesday afternoon. Hi, Wayne. How are you?
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Hey, so you told me just before we went on the air, and I was a bit busy during the morning doing some other things for the College of Aces and U of I Extension. I didn't look at the numbers, but apparently the end of the day was a little odd at CME Group.
Yeah, we noticed that things didn't seem to be looking right for the last about 12 minutes of the day, and we got a little notice here that said that they had technical difficulties and they weren't trading electronic corn, wheat, milk, and livestock, and a few things like that because of technical difficulties, and that they finished trading those in the pit, which generally only is handling about 10% of the business anymore. So quite a little disturbance there. We continued to rally beans on the electronic one through the rest of it, and then, of course, the corn and the wheat popped up a little bit over in the pit trade for the end of the day. So, but a lot of strength shown at the end of the day today in all three of the grains.
Oh, an odd one. So what that really means is the people that normally might go in through the electronic side didn't get fills then, did they?
If you come at the end of the day, we had a couple guys that were wanting to see the close and put some option orders in, and basically we didn't know that they were still trading at the pit until basically it was about too late. So it was just one of those things that was very confusing to a lot of people at the end of the day.
So for those who don't know, as they changed over from the open outcry to the electronic trade, that changed the way you do business there at your office, and things sometimes go in through electronics, but they used to always go in by a phone call, if I remember correctly, and well, those people who were still making phone calls were still trading this afternoon, I suppose.
You know, if you called the right place, if you called down at the pit, why we could still put orders in there, and we still do use the pit for a lot of option orders and things that way because they're a little more flexible than a computer is at times. Mm-hmm. But quite a differentiation. But it looks the way we finished trading today that along with the unrest and the Ukraine and the report tomorrow that people are looking for a little bit of a bullish attitude after we see the numbers at 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, so we do have a report tomorrow at 11 o'clock, as you mentioned, World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates that give us an idea where we stand at the moment and what we think the ending stocks will be by the time we get to the fall of this year, what's left over for corn and soybeans. What do you think the numbers will turn up for both of those?
Well, you know, the average guess is a 139 carryout on the beans, and that's sort of tight. I mean, you know, we can get a little lower than that, but that's the term we like to be. It's going to be the question mark is the exports are all looking very good in corn and beans both, and will they put up the imports on the beans to get us there? Will they import some meal? Will they cut the usage for feed because of the PED and some things like that? So a lot of things to look over on that. The corn's going to still be, the average guess is a 1.4 billion bushel, and that's still a comfortable number. But a little bit of anticipation that they could increase the exports 50 to 75 million for that, and also along the way the exports continually could. And the unrest in the Ukraine, a lot of ifs on how big a crop they'll get planted.
Yeah, and that's kind of the big thing. And I suppose the big thing is how much corn will they get planted? And if they don't get planted, who picks up the extra exports that might come that way? And USA is number one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we did sort of take a little bump today when China did okay and get the deals worked out to import some South American corn and said they'll be going there to look for some more, and not as much as the U.S., but been expecting that. But that was a little bit of a blow today to the corn market early.
All right, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Todd.
That's Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He's out of New Market, Indiana. Joins us here on this Tuesday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report. We'd like your help this afternoon. You can join us, too, in support of the agricultural programming that comes to you from our home radio station. That's WILL AM 580 in Urbana. We air on many radio stations, a few of them across the state of Illinois. You may be listening on one of our affiliates or listening after the fact or even live from our website at willag.org. No matter how you happen to hear our programming content, or maybe you read some of it online, like tomorrow at 11 a.m., you should go to willag.org to get those WASDE numbers, because they'll be there shortly after 11, and within maybe a minute or two, hopefully within 30 seconds if everything is working right. But if it's important to you and it really makes a difference in the way you market your crops, then maybe you can help us out. Give us a call, 217-244-9455. Bob Colquhoun is in the studio. He's station manager. Bob, we're looking, and I know right now, I don't even have to look at the numbers. I know that we need 13 calls.
Absolutely.
We asked for them to begin with.
We did.
I know we still need 13 because they won't start making the phone calls till right now. So you and I are going to talk for a while until they'll start, until those things start rolling in.
Absolutely.
So tile in, 217-244-9455. I kind of like the $200 level. I'm feeling that this year. But you know what? We want 13 phone calls, because if we pick up 13 phone calls, we'll have 200 signed up for the programming content here at WILL during just this pledge drive. We'll hit 200,
that's right.
200 yeah. folks that have pledged. You should join them. You should do that right now. Start at 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. Let's auctioneer all the way up to 200. You mentioned $1,000.
You know, you were talking about how giving the ag community is, and I was thinking about the Vision Circle and how we really value all our listeners and all our donors. But if you have the ability to give at the $1,000 level, the Vision Circle is something to consider for WILL. You know, I do want to talk about the match program that we have with ag that's going very well, where you have six of your consistent
business partners
that are giving a dollar to WILL with every pledge, and they're also matching another dollar to go to the College of Aces and the College of Media for a scholarship.
Absolutely.
That's terrific. And I think, you know, you think about that, oh, it's only a dollar. But you know what? If you think about getting 13 calls, that's 13 additional dollars for us and $13 to the scholarship.
That's $39,
program. Right? Yeah. So, I mean, you just think about how that adds up over the course of our drive. That's a terrific partnership, and thank you to those partners that are out there that have decided to do a match program, working with Les and Dave and Todd, making that all happen. It's just a terrific thing. And I think about the ag community, too. I've been here 3 years, Todd, and I enjoy going to the market outlook that you guys do, the Ag Outlook Day, at the Beef House, and get a chance to mingle and talk with the community out there, and they're great people. And again, to be here with you, it's a pledge drive and we're asking for support, but I also am talking to the people that I've met that listen to our ag programming day in and day out.
Absolutely.
It's a quality program. That's what I hear from the folks out there. They really like it. And you know that hat that We have those ag hats. You've seen me in the community wearing that hat.
I know. I have. Yeah, I've seen you out there with your Will Ag hat on.
Yeah,
baby.
You would not believe how many conversations that hat has started with people who listen to WILL and appreciate it. So if I had a dollar for every conversation I've had because of that hat, we would have $200 towards one call right now.
All right. Well, let's do the $200 mark, a $100 mark, a $500 mark, a $40 mark. We do need 13 calls, and I'm going to say we have zero at this point. That means that you need to call, and you need to do it right now. Some of you want to wait until later in the week to do this. Let's not. Do it right now. 217-244-9455. Help me out. Let's make this a good half hour, a really good half hour for the closing market report. And do that at 217-244-9455 or go to willag.org and hit contribute in the red button at the top of the page. But you do have to do one other thing besides tell them how much you're pledging. That is to make sure to tell them that you're pledging in support of agriculture. It is a unique, productive partnership that we have between the College of ACES, University of Illinois Extension, Illinois Farm Bureau, the radio station here, WILL, our business partners, the radio affiliates. We all work together, oftentimes, more often than not, on a handshake, which is the right way to do it. It's the right way to do it, and I do appreciate all of that. And handshake deal with you is that we'll be here and we'll help you out if you help us out on occasion, too. Thanks so much, 217-244. That is the number to dial.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Up next, you know, the March reports released by USDA can be used to estimate how much corn and soybeans will be left in the nation for this fall. USDA will make its next official estimate tomorrow, by the way, at 11 a.m. Central Time, and we'll cover it on our website at willag.org. They will not make estimates for next fall, but as you'll hear in this coming piece from ag economist at the U of I, Darrell Good, he has some numbers for both marketing years.
Todd Gleason services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
USDA's grain stocks and prospective plantings reports are the first official indication of the potential supply and demand for the coming year. The corn and soybean figures in both reports offer a new outlook that allows ag economists like Darrell Good from the University of Illinois to make some educated calculations. Using the numbers, for instance, it is possible to estimate how much corn will be left in the United States this fall and in the fall of 2015.
If we look at March 1 stocks and also perhaps factor in a little larger use of corn for both ethanol and exports for the remainder of the year, it appears to me that we're going to end this current marketing year with about 1.4 billion bushels of corn on hand, which is considerably less than we thought at the beginning of the year. That estimate has come down almost monthly since then. Based on planting intentions of about 91.7 million acres and a normal ratio to harvested acres plus a trend yield, we would see a crop in 2014 about 150 million bushels smaller than the 2013 crop.
Couple this with a modest increase in consumption of corn because of lower prices and a substantially sized crop, and Darrell Good thinks the fall of 2015 ending stocks could push 1.6 billion bushels.
On soybeans, we're going to end this year with pipeline inventories, whatever those are, somewhere between 120 and 140 million bushels, probably as of September 1, 2014. There is some opportunity, I think, to build those stocks next year based on planting intentions of 81.5 million acres and harvested acres slightly less than that trend yield. Then we do get a very large soybean crop in 2014. And I think you could see those ending stocks build from pipeline of 120 to 140 to something around 300 million bushels.
That's by the fall of 2015. It's not a huge surplus of soybeans, but by comparison certainly suggests lower prices of soybeans than those of the last 2 years. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason. This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Have you dialed in yet? I hope so. If not, we're looking for 13 calls in this half hour, and we only have, 10 minutes of it left. So dial right now, 217-244-9455. That's 217-244-9455, and pledge your financial support. I like the $200 level, but $150. A thousand. You pick the number. I don't care. Just make sure that we get 13 in the half hour. If you've pledged already and you want to call in with another 10 or 15 bucks, that's cool too. 217-244-9455 on the phone line with us to take a look at the agricultural energies is Stephen Platt. He's at Archer Financial Services in Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Stephen.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about crude oil at this point, because we have lots of things happening on the world front. We had a little run-up in the price of crude. We're at $102.57, $2.13 higher today. What happened?
Well, certainly a lot of divergent events going on. The bulls certainly winning today. The Ukrainian crisis heating up once again, I think, is a big factor behind the move today. And you're also looking at the Cushing stocks, which is the deliverable point for crude oil contract that we trade, probably seeing some further declines in stocks that will take those inventories at that delivery point down to levels not seen since 2009. On the bearish side, certainly the Libyan news yesterday was a big factor contributing to some of the weakness that we saw. There has been some problems in Libya in terms of getting the oil out due to rebel strongholds holding back on that oil. It seems like the government has come to some agreement in which to release that oil, and could lead to as much as 500,000, 700,000 barrels of additional crude moving into Europe over the next few months. There's a lot of doubts on whether that will actually happen, but certainly that's in the background as a potential bearish influence, which was pretty much ignored today. Another factor that we're not really looking at so far is the Iranian negotiations, which are starting up today between the Western powers and Iran over their nuclear enrichment program. That certainly was a big factor in terms of contributing some risk premium to the market. Right now, I think people are waiting to see how those talks progress. The Ukrainian issue is certainly something to watch for the Europeans that take about a third of their oil from Russia. Certainly any additional sanctions on Russia and any impediment to those supplies could cause some price spikes in terms of their oil. At this juncture, though, I'm a little bit hesitant to think that this market has a lot more to go. This has been some pretty strong resistance for the market, and something that probably could be sold, at least in the crude. Go ahead.
Well, we're out of time. Thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Stephen Platt is with Archer Financial Services. He is in Chicago, Illinois. Have you dialed in yet? I hope so. If not, 217-244-9455. And pledge your financial support to the programming here at willag.org, WILL AM 580. We're hoping Bob Culkeen to pick up 13 calls in his half hour. I'm not even going to look to see how many we've got. I know we just need the calls.
It's all about faith, and I think about how the people in the ag community, they put that seed in the ground and they watch it grow. I mean, there's faith involved in their daily life, for sure. And those 13 calls, I believe they're going to come. I really do.
I think they will, too. But they need to be wrapped up by the time we get to 2:36. So we
all
have
right.
5 minutes and 40 seconds.
It can be done.
It can be done.
The number is 217-244-9455. We would love to hear from you today. you know, Todd's been saying a $200 level is his favorite level this week, and I think that's a great level to aim for. With 13 calls, that'd be terrific. And you can be a big part of the solution, showing your support for the great ag programming we have here at WILL. And the thing about it is the podcast, the website, the partnerships that we have really build a strong program. And you know that because you're listening right now. If you give us a call, 217-244-9455.
All right, 217-244-9455. Thank you so much. Station manager Bob Colquhoun is with us in his studio. Don't forget, Dave Dickey wants you to call in. I want you to call in. It's time to do it right now. Again, the number to call, 217-244-9455.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon, and we're in the midst of our spring pledge drive. If you've already given, thank you so much. If not, how about dialing this number right now, 217-244-9455, or if you're on the websites, just hit contribute up at the top of the page in the red box. It's all really important. However you do it, make sure you tell them you're supporting agriculture. Speaking of which, let's check the weather forecast for the growing regions of the world. On the phone line is Don Day of Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon, Todd.
It's a beautiful day here. Farmers would like it to stay that way, to heat up just a bit. Maybe they could get some planters rolling. Let's start with the Delta region because they, frankly, are behind at this point, while the folks here in our part of the world are, not yet behind. They haven't gotten a good start even.
Yeah, I tell you, it's going to be very frustrating for farmers really all across the United States, and everyone's going to have a different reason to be a little bit frustrated. But first, for the Delta, they are behind, and they are going to be looking at a system coming in this weekend and early next week that's going to bring another shot of wet weather and unseasonably cold temperatures. We could see freezing temperatures all the way down into Oklahoma, northeast Texas, and before that cold air comes in, there's going to be a swath of what will be significant rains in that Delta region. So cool and wet weather is going to come back in. They're going to get a little bit of a break later this week, but next week does not start off well.
And how do we fare through that process here in the Midwest?
Same boat. We are going to enjoy the warmer, more spring-like weather that we've got now, but as we get into early next week, a very vigorous front for this time of year, even here in early April. The air behind it is impressively cold. Coming in on the back side of it, ahead of it, rain, thunderstorm activity will be breaking out Sunday night and into Monday. And then temperatures behind this front are going to be unseasonably cold. And we're looking at hard freezing temperatures coming in. And that's going to keep our temperatures in the long term, on average, still below normal.
Long term meaning how far out? 10 days, 14 days, longer than that?
I didn't stop you, did I?
No.
we're going to have some warm-ups in between these cold shots, but we see a wave train, we call it, of weather systems going across the northern tier of the United States. And with a lot of cold air left up in Canada, they're going to put in a pretty good shot of cold air in behind them. So while we don't see prolonged cold, we see enough of these systems coming through to keep us in any pattern that's going to give us consecutive days where we can really warm up and start to gain a foothold and gain some ground on this cold winter and spring that we're going through.
And finally, if you could hop over to Eastern Europe, Ukraine in particular, where I think it's been really dry and actually a little on the warm side for the beginning of their season. Maybe I've got that wrong. Do you have details?
No, you are absolutely correct. That is one part of Europe that has been very dry. And right now the forecast is for that area to stay warmer and drier than normal. There's a blocking ridge of high pressure that is centered over the Ukraine and many areas of Eastern Europe. Now, on either side of that high-pressure ridge, there's been precipitation and some decent weather conditions. But unfortunately for the Ukraine, some areas of Eastern Europe, they've got probably another week or 10 days of warmer and drier than normal conditions.
Speaking of a week, we'll talk to you in one of those. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us on this Tuesday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report. You can support us by dialing this number right now, 217-244-9455. And thank you. I'm Todd Gleason.